Well, finally, we get a chance to do a podcast, for heaven's sakes. Man, the last 8 days of my life have just been a complete jumbo. It's like somebody took, you know, somebody took all of the dominoes and just knocked them down. Somebody took your meticulously made project and just shook it up and threw it against the wall.
Yeah.
It's kind of how I feel. But a successful trip to the dentist this morning, and I think we're on the mend and hopefully back to normal for a couple of days. And then we've got something called Matthew to worry about, and we're not going to talk about Hurricane Matthew on this edition of Central Region Now, except to say, please stay with the RVA Sports Network as we have our eyes on the National Hurricane Center and the National Weather Service, and we've already got one change this weekend. St. Christopher's has moved up their Saturday game with Fork Union up to Friday. It's a home game for the Saints, and it will begin at 3:30 p.m. now on Friday. It was originally scheduled for Saturday at 1. So St. Christopher's and Fork Union move their game up to Friday to try to beat the storm. And we're hoping that as the week goes on, the models will push it further to the east and take it out to sea, and we won't have to worry about it. But we could have some big headaches this weekend. And, of course, we'll keep you posted on social media, on Twitter, as to the sporting events that are affected, and of course keep you posted on weather issues, forecast alerts, watches, warnings, traffic issues, etc., etc., as Hurricane Matthew, and pray for the people of Haiti and Hispaniola and Cuba and the Bahamas, as the people of Haiti right now are just being devastated even as we speak and have been since last night. And the people of the Bahamas are bracing for what's going to be a very rough next 48 hours. All right, fans, we told you last week that we were going to move our midweek podcast up to Tuesday during the day, and it was a little bit later than usual simply because of the weather last week. Most of the football games were postponed from Friday to last night, Monday night, as we record this. And so the BHSL took them a few extra hours to run the numbers, but at a little after 2 this afternoon, they released the latest standings. We released them immediately on Twitter. The first place in RVA that you could find the BHSL standings on Twitter was across the RVA Sportsnet. No matter where you follow us, again, just to briefly explain, it grew organically this way. We didn't kind of plan it this way, but this is how it was and is, and it's very successful thanks to your support and your following us. If you're in Hanover County, want to follow your favorite school or schools, you follow Hanover Sports. If you're in Henrico County, you follow Henrico Sports. Chesterfield County, follow Chesterfield Sports. If you're in the city of Richmond, the Tri-Cities and surrounding counties, follow the RVA Sports Net. We have a lot of people who follow one of the county-centric feeds for their hyper-local coverage in their area, and they also follow the RVA Sports Net to keep up on everything else going on in the Metro Richmond area. And remember, yes, the bulk of our coverage definitely is at the high school level, but we cover college, pro, anything else going on in the world of sports here in Richmond. So across Twitter this afternoon, we sent you the latest numbers, and here they are. Let's analyze them now. We announce them on Twitter. We put them on our website. They're up right now at rvasportsnetwork.com. But now we talk about them so that we give a little bit of understanding behind what all these numbers mean. And we made an addition on our website this week. You'll notice that we put not only the points, but we also put the current records of the teams. And we did that for one specific reason, and that was to show that some teams have played 5 games and some teams have already played 6. A few in our area have played 6. A few in other areas that are in the regions that Richmond is a part of have played 6, and that can affect standings as well. All right, 6A South will go from the top to the bottom numerically. Manchester hangs on to number 1. They beat winless George Wythe Monday night. Excuse me, they beat one win George Wythe on Monday night. My apologies, Bulldogs. And so that one win definitely does help Manchester. Gets a couple of extra points in there. Helps pad their lead. They're at 30.8 points. And again, you get a certain number of points for every game you win, a certain number of points for every game you lose, depending upon your opponent's classification. And then for every game a team you beat wins, you get 2 points. And every time a team you lose to wins, you get 1 point. You put them all together, you divide it by the number of games you played, and boom, That's the point average you see posted at RVASportsNetwork.com. So Manchester at the top of the eight-team subregion of Conferences 3 and 4, which affects the Richmond area, Franklin County to our west, and then lots of teams up to our north, Fredericksburg, and north of there, even into Prince William County. Manchester first, behind them in second by about 1.6 points is Colonial Forge, and they've already played six games. They're 5-1, and they're at 29.167. So again, a good 1.6 plus points behind Manchester, and Manchester has a game in hand, and they've already beaten LC Byrd. So Manchester's biggest test left, with James River now out of the way as well, will certainly be coming up when they have to face Monacan, and we'll talk about how they fared after losing to LC Byrd on Monday night when we get to 4A East. Colonial Forge second. Freedom of Prince William is in third. They're also 5-1, and they're a point and a half behind Colonial Forge at 27 2/3, basically. So Manchester right now has a sizable lead on the third-place team in the subregion. So the Lancers are in really good shape. They control their own destiny. Moving up from 5-4 this week, the Knights of Thomas Dale at 4-1 and 27.4 points. Now, obviously, cannot understate how big Thomas Dale Dinwiddie is on Friday night. An opportunity to win against an unbeaten team. That, of course, would be huge on the road for Thomas Dale and would earn them some serious points here in 6A South as they try to catch up to number 3, Freedom, and number 2, Colonial Forge. Freedom certainly already within reach, and they are just a couple of tenths of a point behind them, but it's 1.7 plus talking about Colonial Forge. But a win over a 5-0 Dinwiddie team would definitely help. So they moved up from 5-4, moving up from 8-5 with a big win on a Monday night over Chancellor James River. They move up to 25.2 points, and they are in fifth position. C.D. Hilton falls to sixth as they are now 4-2 on the season, but the margin of error is almost razor thin. James River 25.2, as we mentioned, C.D. Hilton at 25.167. So they're almost tied. They are 33 1/100 of 1 point behind the Rapids for fifth place in 6A South. In seventh behind C.D. Hilton is River Bend. They're at 25 even. They're at 3-3 on the year. Cosby falls from seventh to eighth, even though they got a win on Monday night. They beat a winless Clover Hill team, and that hurts in terms of strength of schedule. 3-2 at 24.6 points. Now, just outside looking in, Forest Park, they're 3-2 also, and they're at 24 points even. So they're 6/10 of a point behind 8th place Cosby. The Cosby-James River matchup coming up in a few weeks is looming very, very large. There is no surprise about that. And, of course, Cosby gets their shot at LC Byrd a week from Friday night, and if they could pull off that titanic upset, well, you never know. You just never know. James River, on the other hand, coming up Friday night with the matchup against Monacan, imagine if they can get a win there against a 5-win team, and that would help James River's chances even more. So there you go, 6A South. Manchester, comfortable margin over Colonial Forge. Freedom third, Dale up to fourth. James River skies up from 8th to 5th, Hilton 6th, Riverbend 7th, and Cosby in 8th. Circle on October 21st, James River at Cosby on your calendar. That one, of course, we figured it would end up being big for 6A South, and it's looking very much that way. We talked in the last edition of our podcast, middle of last week, when we broke down the first week of numbers, that we thought there was a good possibility that LC Byrd, with a win over Monacan, could jump over Douglas Freeman into first place in the 5A South Central subregion of Conferences 11 and 12, and we were correct. With the 42-7 win Monday night over previously unbeaten 5-0 Monacan, LC Byrd at 5-1 now outpoints 5-0 Douglas Freeman by 1/10 of a point. Now, number one, the reason is they have a game in hand. They've played. Douglas Freeman has a game in hand right now, undefeated at 5-0. but still with five games left. LC Bird, six games down, four games to go. They're at 5-1. But beating a five-win Monacan team in 4A gets you more points than beating a two-win Thomas Jefferson team in 3A. And we wondered if it was going to be just enough to get LC Bird to number one, and we were absolutely right. So Bird number one at 28.5, Freeman second at 28.4. And LC Bird has a chance, as time goes on, to widen that lead. The next game for them will be the home game against Cosby a week from Friday night. Cosby at 3-2, there's a chance to get some points. Then they have George Wythe on the 21st, not a lot of extra points there. At Huguenot the 28th, not a lot of extra points there. But then they go to James River November 4th. And that could be the night where they're playing win and you're the number one seed in 5A South Central. That's possible. Now, the Douglas Freeman, on the other hand, here's what they have ahead of them. This week, they go to winless Glen Allen, look to go to 6-0. Problem there is you beat a team without any wins, you don't get a lot of bonus points. Then they go to winless Tucker on the 14th. And they got to hope, let's say, if Tucker could upset Mills Godwin on Friday night and finally get their first win of the year, that would help them. But either way, whoever wins that game, if Freeman beats them, because they have both Tucker and Godwin ahead of them on the schedule, they can pick up those couple of extra points. And by the way, that Freeman game against Godwin is coming up on the 28th. That will be big. Douglas Freeman hosts Deep Run on the 21st before that, and then, of course, Douglas Freeman hosting Hermitage closing night on November the 4th. And that game, I'm sure, will have huge implications on the final standings here in 5A South Central. Bird first at 28.5. Douglas Freeman second, 28.4. One-tenth of a point behind and with a game in hand. Tied for third now, Henrico and Highland Springs. Both get big wins on Monday night. Henrico finally vanquishing the Ghost of Verina with a 21-0 win. Highland Springs on our special Monday Game of the Week broadcast knocking off Atlee 41-10. So they're both 4-1, and they both are at 25.8 points, tied for third. Behind them in fifth, a point behind at 24.8, the 4-1 Hermitage Panthers. Hermitage going to be favored in their Deep Run game on Friday night, and then they host Manchester a week from Friday. Huge game. Because if Manchester comes in 6-0 and Hermitage can knock off the current number one team in our Big 12 high school football poll, huge extra points there, and they could vault back into the top conversation in 5A South Central. But right now, they've got work to do over 3 points behind number two Douglas Freeman and number one LC Bird. Now, they can do something about Freeman by beating them November 4th, but the problem is, will it be too late at that point to catch LC Bird if Bird can win out? Meadowbrook, with the win over Colonial Heights Monday night, they vault into sixth place, but more so because of who they've played rather than who they've beaten. Beating a winless team doesn't give you many extra points, but when Highland Springs wins and you beat them, you get two extra points. When Hermitage wins and you lost to them, there's a point. And then when you lose to LC Bird and Bird wins, there's an extra point for you too. And so Meadowbrook moves up one to sixth at 23.4 points. Behind them now dropping to seventh, even though they're 4-1. They have a better record than Meadowbrook, but strength of schedule is huge here. Lee Davis at 22.8 points. Lee Davis has had pretty easy go of it first half of the season with opening night with J.R. Tucker, they're winless. They beat Glen Allen, they're winless. They beat Armstrong, they're winless. So three of their four wins have come against winless teams. So no bonus points for the teams you beat beating somebody else. That is severely hurting Lee Davis right now. They can rectify that in the next few weeks. First, they got Atlee on our Game of the Week coming up on Friday night. That's a two-win team. And then they go to Highland Springs next Friday night on our Game of the Week on October the 14th. And if they can knock off the Springers, that's a four or maybe a five-win team by that point, if Highland Springs gets past Hanover this Friday, then you'll see Lee Davis climbing back into the conversation. But right now they are severely hamstrung by their strength of schedule. Moving into the eighth and final position, Wesley Duggar and the Mills Godwin Eagles at 22.6 points. They're only two-tenths of a point out of seventh place. You'll recall last week in the standings, Meadowbrook was seventh, Verina and Metoaka were tied for eighth, Mills Godwin right behind them for ninth, and Lee Davis was in sixth, but all of those teams were within less than a point of each other. Now, a little bit of separation this week as Meadowbrook jumps up a bit and gets a 6/10 of a point lead in sixth place over number 7, Lee Davis. But then 2/10 of a point behind them is Mills Godwin in the eighth and final seed. 6/10 of a point behind them now in ninth is Verina. And Matoaka, who fell hard to Dinwiddie on Monday night, their 10th, another 6/10 of a point back at 21.4. And let it be known, with their three-game winning streak in 11th now, overtaking Prince George, is Deep Run at 20.8 points. But they have to host Hermitage on Friday night. So that's the latest in 5A South. Hanover County fans, 5A North. Patrick Henry with their win over Hanover. They stay in fourth place overall in 5A North with a 5-0 record. They're at 27.6 points. Brook Point remains in first, and they're rolling. They're at 30.8 points and undefeated at 5-0. Potomac Falls is second, but they're 1.6 points behind Brook Point, even though they're undefeated themselves. That's all about strength of schedule. Stonebridge is third, last year's defending 5A North Region champions. Patrick Henry is in fourth, but they've got Massaponics on their heels, 2/10 of a point behind, even though Massaponics is 4-1 on the season. Patriots of Patrick Henry in fourth. They go to Verina, and they need that win, not only to stay unbeaten, but to keep pace with the heavyweights in 5A North. As for Atlee, they're lost to Highland Springs on Monday night. They drop into a tie for 15th in 5A North with Orange at 20.8 points. Now, the good news is 14th place Briar Woods is at 21 even. 13th place Potomac is at 21.2. So you're only 4/10 of a point out of 13th place. And that's the difference between playing the number 4 seed in the first round and the number 1 seed in the first round. The bad news is 17th place George Marshall is only 4/10 of a point behind you. And then there's two other teams 6/10 of a point behind you. So Atlee is just barely in the 5A North Region playoff race. If the season ended now, they would be breaking the tie and being either the 15th or the 16th seed. They could really use a win at Lee Davis on the game of the week coming up on Friday night. 4A East, and we've talked a lot about this subregion, conferences 19 and 20, and how strong it is this year. And when the first numbers came out, people were scratching their heads going, how in the world could Dinwiddie be in fifth place? And we explained to you, it was strength of schedule. And Dinwiddie's unbelievably impressive, but they so far have beaten a winless Caroline team up until last night. Caroline finally got a win, and that was good news for Dinwiddie. They've beaten a one-win Hanover team, and normally Hanover's much better than that. So those games kind of hamstrung them a little bit. But Caroline knocking off King William, a couple of bonus points for Dinwiddie, and that helps them out. And they go up from number 5 to number 2 this week. Holding on at number 1 is Louisa. They're at 27.2 points, and they're unbeaten at 5-0. But Dinwiddie is closing in fast. They are 5-0 at 26.8 points in second place, and if they beat 4-1 Thomas Dale Friday night, it will be very interesting to see, because Louisa gets number 3 Powhatan, who's right behind Dinwiddie at 5-0 and at 26.4 points. And frankly, for my money, if we were not tied into our contractual agreement with WHA and radio and with covering Hanover County football schools during the regular season on the game of the week, frankly, I'd be on my way to Powhatan this week. And we'd be broadcasting Louisa Powhatan. So to the Lions and to the Indians, we see you. We salute you. That is going to be a showdown of epic proportions on Friday night. And we wish we could be there. So 5-0 versus 5-0. The winner of that game will be battling Dinwiddie for the number 1 seed next Tuesday when the latest set of rankings come out. But as it is right now, Louisa 1, Dinwiddie 2, Powhatan 3, 4/10 of a point separation between 1-2 and 2-3. Number 4 is Eastern View. They're 6-0, but they're at 26 points. Strength of schedule is a little bit less, but they're 4/10 of a point behind Powhatan in third. Monacan drops from 4th to 5th with their loss, and they're at 24.5 points. So there's a bit of separation here between now the top 4 and the bottom 4 in this 8-team subregion of conferences 19 and 20. Monacan a point and a half behind Eastern View in fifth at 24.5. And right behind them, even though they lost to James River last night, Chancellor now at 3-2 at 24.2 points. A bit behind them in seventh, King George at 22.6. Cortland hanging on to eighth at 20 points even. But a point behind them in ninth out of the postseason race right now, but coming on, are the Trojans of Midlothian. Great work and good win over Huguenot on Monday night. Trojans have won two in a row. They're 2-4. Only problem in that situation is Cortland's got a game in hand. They've only played five games, and Midlothian has played six. In 3A East in conferences 26 and 28, Princeville continues to be number one. Hopewell jumps over James Monroe. They're now at number two, 1.6 points behind at 20.8 points. James Monroe is third. Culpeper County is now tied for fourth with Thomas Jefferson at 17.4 points, and Petersburg's dropped from third to sixth. They're at 16.8. Congratulations to the Goochland Bulldogs. They have vaulted to the number one position in 2A East, 0.4 of a point ahead of Stewart's Draft, and 1.6 points ahead of third-place Madison County. Amelia County is in 14th place on the inside looking out. Top 16 make the postseason here. There's no subregions, no 8-team bracket breakdowns. King William right now on the outside looking in by one-half of one-tenth of 1 point. They're at 13.2 and in 17th place. George Mason is in 16th at 13.25. And in 1A East, a quick mention of Essex. They are currently in 11th position, even though they have a 1-4 record overall. Strength of schedule helping them. Deep Run doing well is helping them. 14.8 points for them. So right now, Essex, usually close to the top or at the top of 1A East, are battling for the postseason. So once again, the numbers are posted at rvasportsnetwork.com. Look at them. Study them over. And so this week, you know, the football games in our area count, but there are going to be other games across the state of Virginia that count. And what we're going to try to do on Friday nights for the rest of the regular season is, and we've started doing it to a point, is to not only keep you posted on scores of our games in the RVA, but there are going to be games of teams that we're going to be following in the weeks to come. Colonial Forge and Freedom in a 6A South. Forest Park we need to keep an eye on in 4A East. Chancellor, obviously, King George, Cortland, we need to keep an eye on them. And Eastern View, most definitely, that Louisa Powhatan game is going to be just massive. 5A North, a bunch of out-of-town teams for the benefit of Patrick Henry and Atlee fans trying to figure out their postseason hopes and aspirations. The only one we only have to worry about local teams is in 5A South, with conferences 11 and 12 together. All right, so let's look at the schedule as it is currently here on Tuesday. We don't think at this point that there's going to be a big en masse change and varsity football games being moved up in the Richmond area from Friday night to Thursday night to get them in before Matthew, unless Matthew begins to accelerate quicker than the forecasters believe. Matthew's not expected to be near Wilmington, North Carolina until Saturday morning, and so we think we're going to be okay Friday. We might get a little wet Friday night, but we think we're going to be okay. But if anything changes, obviously, we've got you covered on Twitter and at rvasportsnetwork.com. Afternoon games on Friday. Collegiate, coming off that loss to Episcopal, will be going to Woodbury Forest for a 3:30 kick. Cougars need a win in terms of their Division I postseason hopes. John Marshall and Thomas Jefferson in their annual battle. It's at TJ, scheduled for a 4 o'clock kick. In the Colonial District, Douglas Freeman, unbeaten, currently 7th in the last NBC 12 RVA Sports Network Big 12 High School Football poll. The new poll will scheduled to be released on Tuesday at 6 p.m. with Mark Davis on 12 News at 6. They go to Glen Allen. Glen Allen 0-5. Number 3, Hermitage, goes to Deep Run. It's homecoming for the Wildcats, and they have a 3-game winning streak coming into this one. But Hermitage has won 4 in a row, and they'll be heavily favored. J.R. Tucker goes to Mills Godwin. Wesley Dugger, with over 1,000 yards of rushing in just five games, have a chance to see if he can ring up some more on the Tigers, but more importantly, get another win and keep Godwin in the postseason discussion in 5A South Central. Those are 7 o'clock starts. 7 o'clock starts in the Capital District. Henrico is at Windlass Armstrong. Hanover goes to number 5 Highland Springs. Unbeaten Patrick Henry goes to Verina. That's going to be a really good game. Great test for PH, for Travius Tyler, Hunter Hart, Josh Guerrero, Justin McCowan, the wideouts, Caleb Smith, Parker Davis, but the lines. Big test for the offensive, defensive lines of Patrick Henry. They got to slow down Verina. Henrico was able to do it last night, Monday night. And, of course, Patrick Henry halted Henrico. So, you know, is everything relative? No, not necessarily. Things change every week. But this is a good test for the Patriots, but I think they have a good chance of getting a win in that game. But it wouldn't surprise me as well, as Verina handed Lee Davis their first loss 2 weeks ago at Verina, that Verina holds serve at home. It's hard to win at Verina. No matter what's happening with Verina, it is hard to get a win at Verina. And our game of the week is on WHAN 102.9 FM, 1430 AM, online on the RVA Sports Network. At rvasportsnetwork.com and our family of websites, including HanoverCountySports.net, HenricoCountySports.net, and ChesterfieldCountySports.net. It'll be Atlee trying to hang in 5A North against Lee Davis, who's suddenly dropping in 5A South Central. Need to get wins in this back half of the regular season when the schedule's much tougher. Pile up the bonus points and get back into the discussion for a first-round home game in 5A South Central rather than having to go on the road. We'll hit the air at 6:30 Friday night on the Sidelines pregame show powered by Sheehy Ford of Ashland. NBC 12's Mark Davis will join us, and we'll talk about all the action coming up in the Central region. And, of course, the game of the week also brought to you by EVB, big believers in you, and by RCI Builders. From age-related communities to your first home to your dream home, you can get up to $30,000 off your home right now if you get in touch with RCI Builders at 569-1520. They sponsor our postgame show every Friday night. We thank RCI, EVB, and Sheehy Ford of Ashland for being with us, sponsoring and providing the game of the week every Friday night. So that's the Capital District in the Central. Meadowbrook goes to Hopewell for a 7:30 kick. That's going to be a really dynamic game. Meadowbrook coming in, winners of 3 straight, solidifying their positioning in 5A South Central. They can get a little bit more separation with a win at Myrner Field. Hopewell, on the other hand, trying to catch Brentsville in 3A East, conferences 26 and 28. A win over Meadowbrook would do wonders for them. So somebody's going to get a good win, and somebody's going to let an opportunity slide by at Myrner Field on Friday night at 7:30. 7:30 kick in the Central also. Colonial Heights trying to find their first win goes to Prince George, who needs to right the ship if they want to stay in the discussion in 5A South Central as well. The big one, of course, Thomas Dale at Dinwiddie. That's currently number 8 versus number 2, and that is a 7 o'clock kick down in Dinwiddie as the Generals look to go to 6-0 and try to overtake Louisa and get the top spot in the 4A East 8-team subregion of conferences 19 and 20. And Thomas Dale trying to catch Freedom of Prince William and maybe even Colonial Forge to get closer to Manchester near the top of 6A South, conferences 3 and 4. Petersburg goes to Metoaka, both teams at 2-3, both teams in need of a win. Metoaka more so than Petersburg. Right now, Petersburg in 3A East, Metoaka out in 5A South Central. So the Warriors need a win at home. 7:30 kicks in the Dominion District will be number 1 Manchester at Midlothian. That'll be a really tough test for the Trojans. James River, coming off that emotional win over Chancellor, seeing their playoff hopes, their stock rise this week in the numbers. They go to Monacan, who will be hurting, coming off the Monday night loss at LC Bird. If they come out like a wounded animal, could be a tough night for the Rapids, or could the Rapids catch them on that short week? Rapids have a short week themselves, so no advantage for either team. We'll find out on Friday. Huguenot goes to Cosby. George Wythe goes to Clover Hill. And again, got to mention that unbeaten showdown in 4A East as Louisa goes to Powhatan. Goochlin also, as we mentioned, unbeaten and now number one in 2A East. They host Buckingham. Charles City is at King William. Currently, Benedictine is scheduled to host Georgetown Prep on Saturday afternoon. Blessed Sacrament Huguenot is supposed to go to Christchurch Saturday afternoon, both at 1 p.m. Those games may get moved up due to Hurricane Matthew. If they do, we'll have the news for you, of course, on Twitter and at RVASportsNetwork.com. Well, we need to cut this podcast a little short simply because we need to pack stuff up and get ready. We're about an hour away from heading down to Metoaka High School. Really looking forward. First time ever that we will have both the Metoaka and the Thomas Dale girls volleyball teams on our game of the week, as it'll be the Knights and the Warriors live from Metoaka. We'll go on the air at 7 o'clock Eastern time on our YouTube channel. Really looking forward to being there tonight for that. And then we'll get set for Atlee at Lee Davis on our football game of the week here online on WHAN Radio and on the TuneIn Radio app. Just search Radial, R-A-D-I-A-L-L. That's R-A-D-I-A-L-L. If you missed the Super 6 volleyball and field hockey polls that were released on Sunday night, they're also available at RVASportsNetwork.com. Just scroll down the page and you'll find them. In girls action Monday night, number one Powhatan gets a four-set win at James River. Good win for the Indians there. Boys volleyball action, huge matchup on Tuesday night. We had the first match here on the network a few weeks ago. It's the rematch over at Freeman. It'll be Douglas Freeman and Mills Godwin, two teams ranked in our Super 6 poll. That should be a whole lot of fun. Number two, Atlee, is taking on Hanover on Tuesday night as well. So lots of good volleyball action and a ton of big field hockey matches already this week. Back on Monday, as Mills Godwin upset number six Douglas Freeman in overtime, 3-2. Congratulations to the Eagles on that win. Number two Midlothian got a win. Number one Deep Run was victorious. And got to send out a shout out to Patrick Henry Field Hockey. I was at their match Monday at home against Lee Davis for the first half and about the first 15 minutes of the second half. And then we had to get over to Atlee to get set up for our football broadcast. But Patrick Henry, a couple of years ago, I think they either were winless or they only won one field hockey game. Sorry about that, folks. I think they either went winless or they only won one field hockey game. They hired Abby Rossman as their head coach. They didn't win a lot of games in 2015, but they became more of a team. They began to understand the sport better. And this year, they're totally different. It's not just Abby has a daughter who's on the team, Aiden Rossman, very talented field hockey player. Last year, it was Aiden and a lot of other girls that were, you know, carrying sticks and learning the game. They were learning the game, and they've learned it. They worked very hard in the offseason, and it shows they're now 7-3 on the year after the 2-0 win over Lee Davis. Monday, weather permitting, they go to Atlee. It's going to be Atlee's senior night. We're going to be there for that match. Atlee's been achingly close to our Super 6 poll all season long. All of their losses are to teams in our Super 6 poll. And Atlee got the win at Patrick Henry a few weeks ago, so the Patriots will come in seeking revenge. That'll be a good one to follow, and we'll have it for you on Hanover Sports, Lord willing, and if Matthew doesn't rise, coming up on Monday. Coverage plans, by the way, obviously Tuesday night volleyball on your YouTube channel, Thomas Dale at Metoaka. Wednesday, we're going to be up at Patrick Henry because there's going to be cross country at 5, field hockey at 6, and boys volleyball at 7, Deep Run in Patrick Henry. Field hockey is Henrico in Patrick Henry. And so we're going to go to all of the events and get as many photos as we can and get a big photo gallery up and running on our Facebook page for Hanover Sports. That's facebook.com/Hanover Sports. Thursday, we are leaving open. We're not sure where we're going to go yet. There's several great options. And, of course, our game of the week football on Friday, Atlee at Lee Davis. Weather holds. We're scheduled to be at Randolph-Macon Saturday for their home ODAC football opener against Bridgewater. Congratulations to the Yellow Jackets on their win last Friday night at Shenandoah to go to 4-0 on the regular season, 1-0 in the ODAC. Bridgewater knocked off Hamden-Sydney on Saturday. Bridgewater will come in 1-0 in the conference as well, 2-2 overall. Hamden-Sydney picked to finish second in the ODAC. They are 0-4. 0-1 in the conference. They have yet to win a game. It has been a tough season down in Farmville for the Tigers. And speaking of Farmville, the big debate tonight at Willett Hall And then fall break will officially end tomorrow, and my daughter will head back down there to get set to get ready for classes. Maybe they'll finally start pulling all of the chain link fencing away and they can walk across campus without worry of security, et cetera, et cetera. It's been kind of crazy down there this semester, but especially the last couple of weeks. But hopefully they can get all this done and died down, and the kids at Longwood can just get back to being college students and get back to class and focus on the studies. And of course, Longwood basketball, not far away. Lots of basketball not far away, and our, fourth consecutive year of exclusive extensive coverage of Atlantic 10 women's basketball begins October 25th, as we'll be at Media Day down in downtown Richmond talking to all 14 coaches in the Atlantic 10. And that, of course, culminates with the 2017 Atlantic 10 women's basketball tournament at the Richmond Coliseum the first weekend in March, and we will be there from tip to trophy once again. All right, fans, thanks for being with us on this edition of Central Region Now, the exclusive podcast of the RBA Sports Network, which, by the way, will have our post-Friday night edition returning when we have a full Friday night of football, and that hopefully will be this Friday. We'll have the final word on Week 7 of high school football just after midnight here on the Central Region Now podcast. Central Region Now is an exclusive podcast presentation of the RBA Sports Network, and is intended for the private, non-commercial use of our audience. Any rebroadcast other use of our podcast without the express written consent of HCS Media LLC is strictly prohibited. Again, we'll keep you posted all week long on social media about Hurricane Matthew, how it may affect events, and quite frankly, affect our lives as well. Again, keep the people of Haiti, Cuba, Hispaniola, the Bahamas in your prayers as they are getting pounded right now. And we will talk to you again Tuesday night on our volleyball game of the week and Friday night on our football game of the week from Lee Davis. Rob with them saying, have a great one, everyone. We'll see you on the sidelines.